things, but I want to get all this on tape. I believe that today is going to be a word that needs to be heard in different churches. And it's a word that needs to be heard for those that aren't here that usually come here, and those that aren't here that come here frequently or infrequently. We want to make sure everybody gets a copy just to make sure that this is understood, what's going on. Melody's been referring to this constantly this week, and today she's even brought some of this to light. The fact that the time has come, this visitation that God is bringing to us now, that started last month, is not a goosebump, happy do ya, prayer time, relational, let's get to know each other and party time. The alignment process that's going on, that God is doing during this visitation, is a severe visitation. There is a cutting away, as that scripture just said, a cutting away. We are all being tested right now. I myself am being severely tested in several areas that I am crying out to God, kill me or deliver me. Because I don't want to be in the gray area. He's showing me prophetically that there's a gray area that needs to be completely obliterated. And that Bishop Hardiman even last Wednesday night said that there is those who will fall away. The Spirit of the living God is coming, and there will be no gray area. You are either going to be out or you're going to be in. You can't walk with one foot in and dancing with the other foot in the world. I'll read some stuff on Pentecost here, but I believe it's pertinent that we understand that today is Pentecost. It's 50 days from Easter. 7 weeks in a day. There's some really neat stuff God just showed me on the internet just before I started playing worship. We'll get into that in a minute. But what he is saying for us, for Asheville, the revival is going to bring unity, but the unity is going to come at a cost. It's going to cost you. I'm not talking money. I'm talking decisions. I am either going to decide who I really am and who is in me, or I am just going to have to ask God to either kill me or deliver me. Because you will be in a living hell if you do not commit totally. If you try to squander and flounder around and swim in the shallows and wait and wait and wait for a goosebump or a word from God, you might as well jump off the cliff, because it's going to be hell. It's going to be a spiritual, emotional, and mental hell. Because the Spirit of the Lord is going to begin to visit those who are totally sold out. Unity is coming. Unity of the body, like Melody said, is coming. Every part of the body is going to receive an increase of his outpouring. Every part of the body will be illuminated to a point where it is going to be so obvious of what their purpose is that you will know whether you are in the right place or not, because it will line up with the purpose of your life. God is calling his body in this area to strict alignment, to absolute purpose. We are going to be like soldiers, disciplined and disciplinarians in love towards each other. It's going to be tough love, seemingly, to those who have not the unction that's in them. But to those of us who know him, it will be a joy to link arm in arm and walk on top of the enemy's head. It'll be a joy. To live a life that has no compromise. It'll be a pleasure to lay hands on somebody and watch a devil scream out of them. But know at the same time that you're going to have time to spend with them until they are completely healed and delivered and find a part of the body they belong to. There are many parts of the body here in Asheville. There are many callings. There are many people calling for unity. There are many people calling for revival. There are many people, pastors and leaders, who are seeing visions and hearing God. The Holy Spirit is speaking to all of us. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them that are not able to discern exactly what their part is, and they're trying to do it all. They're trying to say, we are going to be a regional training center, we're going to be this, or we're going to be that. And then some of them are saying, you can't do this and you can't do that. This is what God is saying. I'm calling each part to its destiny. I'm calling each part of the body to the place it's supposed to be. There's going to be centers like this, like Bishop Hardiman's, I believe, too. Centers of execution. Execution. Where people are going to be killed in the flesh. And they're going to have to march in the spirit. This is one of them. We are not going to be able to daunt and dawdle anymore. We are going to have to open the doors and let the people come in that the Holy Spirit brings in. And then we're going to have to minister to them severely and accurately. And this is what the teams that we want to raise up are going to be like. And these are the people that are going to be a part of this ministry in membership with this part of the body. Like Melody just said, she was seeing the small part. We're a small part. You know what a white corpuscle is? You know, that's the kind that goes out into the body and fights infection. You know, that's a body part. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. But it goes out and seeks out the enemy, the infection, the disease, and attaches itself to it until it's dead, until it's ready to be expelled or assimilated. God is raising the bar. And it's not going to be invade the bar and assimilate with them. It's going to be annihilate them. Hear me. This is why I'm putting this on tape. We are not going to go into bars and pansy people. We are going to pray in tongues until the heavenly hosts clean that place out by the Spirit and invade it so thickly with the Holy Ghost that nobody can stand to drink or smoke, and it'll dry up. It'll just dry up. This is what has happened historically. God doesn't change. He doesn't get seeker-friendly. He doesn't come and woo you the way you want to be wooed. He comes and convicts you of your sin. And you understand the delineation between right and wrong right then, and you decide or you don't. God is visiting us, but he's bringing the absoluteness, the completeness, and the fullness of the desire for nothing but him. There's a lot of people out there who don't understand yet, who lack the knowledge to understand what God is about to do. That lack of knowledge allows fear to come in, and they'll reject the word because they don't understand. They have no understanding. They haven't committed themselves to the word. They haven't committed themselves to worship. They haven't committed themselves to the Spirit of the Lord coming inside of them and releasing through them what he wants to do in their life. They've gotten themselves a comfort zone, and they only allow what they want to allow to happen in their life pertaining to God. So therein, they lie in their stuff. And the lack of knowledge builds a wall of fear around them. And they shoot arrows out at everything that God's doing, saying, we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't allow this, we can't allow that. Or I don't believe this, or I don't believe that. That fear causes rejection. And that spirit of rejection is what I always have heard God say is the basis for everything that's in this earth, because the devil himself was rejected out of heaven. And everything he does is from rejection. Fear, infirmity, I mean, it's all out of that rejected spirit. He was rejected by the Father. And you start drilling down into people's lives. You start drilling down in their motivation. Somewhere along those lines, you're going to find a spirit of rejection that's covered up by something else. It's covered up by something else. That's covered up by something else. I went through several cleansing stream seminars, two of them, and I'm telling you, every time I went to the weekend, this is what the Spirit of the Lord was telling me. As I was sitting there in the weekend seminar, what do you call it when we all get together at the end? It's the end where they do the deliverance. And I'm sitting there, and I am smelling every demon coming out of these people that are along the line. I can smell the nicotine come out. I can smell the alcohol come out. I can smell the lust come out. I can smell them. They run by because they're being delivered. Those things are leaving their body. At the same time, I'm seeing and hearing the angels above me clashing swords. Physically hear the clashing swords in the fight that's going on. We're not in anything but a battle. And I don't understand how we can live without understanding that we are in a battle every day. And people complain that it's tough to live, that they don't have this, that they don't have that. I got to do this. Folks, it's time we understand who we are and live like it. This is the time we are in. This is the final days and the final hours. Time, the clock is being accelerated. God is coming, and he's coming like a steamroller. Nothing is going to stop him. Nothing is going to get in the way. The other thing that's stopping unity, the first one was the lack of knowledge, that rejection spirit. But the other thing that's getting in the way right now is the independent spirit. People just want to do it their way. People want to hear it their way. People want to go to where they feel comfortable. God is about to break that. I have said many, many times from not just this pulpit, from many other places God has allowed me to speak, that there is coming a time when religion and denominations will no longer be applicable. They won't be relevant to those who are in the move of His Spirit. It doesn't mean that Baptists are going to disappear. There'll still be Baptists that hang on to being a Baptist, but there's no such thing as a Baptist in the Bible. The same with Catholics and Presbyterians, Methodists. There's no such thing. In the eyes of God, that does not exist. And I'm boldly stating that. He sees each one of our hearts, and we are a child of Him. And we are, somehow or another, one of us, two of us, joined together as a body part that need to function as a body part. And we won't see the churches actually trying to do everything anymore. But they're going to be functioning in the gift of this calling that particular congregation has in strength. I'll use this place as an example. We're training up prophetic people. We're training up people to pray. Doesn't mean I don't want to have a pastor here. I'd love to have a pastor here. It's great. I'd love to have an evangelist here. You know, I'd love to have a whole fivefold ministry working here. But it doesn't mean we have to have everything at its full peak. We are a prophetic church. We are a warrior church. We are part of the spearhead that's going out. We are calling and proclaiming forth the things that we see God doing in the heavens for us to call out and to war against. So we're not the ones that raise up a nursery, you know? We're not the ones that raise up pastors to herdle the sheep into the corral. That's just not our calling. We can't do what we're not supposed to do. So we want to let everybody know who we are. Bishop Hammond, when he came here, specifically gave us this authority. And I don't know of any place else that could have come from except God Himself. So I'm not afraid to stand up here and say we are a warfare church right here. And that's what we're going to do. Whenever I teach on the prophetic spirit just falls, and I know that my eyes and my heart burn with passion to see the purpose of God fulfilled in each one of your hearts. And through this place, it's going to happen. We're not going to stop just because somebody says, well, you got to balance out. We are balanced. We're balanced, yes. We're balancing the sword of the word. We're balancing the spirit of the prophetic. Lord, I just thank You for what You're giving us today. A couple of solutions that He gave me for some of the stuff that's going on. One of them is exposure. People need to understand that they can't walk around with wounds any longer. They can't ask for continual salve of a wound when that wound needs to be healed. It needs to be exposed, and it needs to be delivered, and it needs to be healed. The body of Christ, we can't move ahead if we're sitting there in the MASH unit constantly. God has given us the ability to be healed and move on. This word has to go out to every church. Get healed and move on. Amen. healing is freedom. The devil is just trying to keep you in the rejection mode so you don't have the freedom to enjoy him, to enjoy the Lord. He has so much for you. But we're dragging the baggage of wounds, and it's time to cut them off. It's time to cut them off. The second part is people have to learn respect. Number one, they need to respect God for who he is and what he's doing in their life. We will not come to the severity of application of his spirit until we respect who he is. And once you do that, you'll begin to respect each other. You will not, hear me, judge one another. You will not speak against another believer. You will not speak against another ministry. You will not deter from your mission and get distracted on what somebody else is doing, right or wrong. You'll be focused. Your face will be in the flint like wind in the spirit. And you won't deter. You have got to build yourself to that capability. And you can do that. This is the call to do that. This is the time to do that. This is the time to lay out all you are for Jesus. Every molecule. Let go of everything else. And the final thing is this rearranging. A lot of people are running around thinking, we hear it all the time. All the time. I think God's calling me to this place. I don't know about this place. These guys aren't doing this right. That guy's not doing that right. We're maybe being over here, maybe being over there. There's a very simple process that you need to understand that God does. God will lead, the devil pushes. God loves to keep it simple. We make it complicated. If you're in a place, whoever's listening to this tape, if you're in a place where you feel uncomfortable, God may have you there just for that reason. But he's not going to push you out of a church. He's not going to push you out of a ministry. He's not going to cause an emotional upheaval in you just because things aren't going exactly the way you want them to go. That's your season there. Of seasoning. If it's time for you to go to another place, God will open that door so clearly, and he'll lead you there. It'll be an easy thing. It's not a toss-up. It's not, I got to pray and sit at his feet for